If it belongs to them.
Then you'd say it's...
It's theirs. It belongs to them.
And if it belongs to him, then it's...
It's his.
And if it belongs to her...
It's hers.
And say if there was a group of people at your house and they were fixing to leave and you were asking about all of their coats, you know. You'd say, well, where are...
Where are your coat at?
Uh-huh. Would you ever say, where are y'all's coats?
Well, I guess if it's more than one, you'd say, where are y'all's coats at? But this one, you'd ask him, where'd he leave his coat? Uh-huh. Or did he have it?
Mm-hmm. Say if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you're asking about the people that had gone, you'd say, well...
What kind of party did they have?
Or asking about the people, you'd say, well, who...
Who went?
Uh-huh. How about who all went?
Yeah, you could say who all went or who did go.
Mm-hmm. And say if there was a group of children playing that obviously belonged to more than one family. You might ask about them now.
You'd ask who all them children belonged to.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say who all's children are they?
Yeah, say who all children are.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon it would be... Now, a fella had a good education, he'd know how to ice all that, mm-hmm. wouldn't he?
I'm just interested in what you'd say. Or
yeah.
What sounds natural.
What kind of ice I'd give.
Uh-huh. Say if there had been a speech that you hadn't been able to hear. You were asking about it later.
After what kind of speech that fella made, I reckon, wouldn't you?
Would you ever say, what all did he say?
Yeah, what all did he say?
Uh-huh. And you say, if no one else to look out for them, you say they've got to look out for...
For herself.
Or for them, they've got to look out for...
Look out for them. I had no one else to look out for them.
Uh-huh. So they have to look out for...
For themselves.
Uh-huh. And, say, if you were real thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a...
Some water.
And you drink it out of a...
Cup or dipper.
Or...
Faucet.
Mm-hmm. What about a big... Big thing bigger than a cup you'd drink it out of.
A mug.
Uh-huh. What would you drink iced tea out of?
Well, some people drinks it out of these mugs with a handle on them. They call them mugs, I believe, like a beer
mm-hmm.
mug.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them drinks it out of tumblers, glasses.
Mm-hmm. And you might ask me, how much water have you...
How much water you drink a day?
Uh-huh. Or how much water have you already...
Drinked.
And I might say, well, two glasses of water, I...
Yeah, two glasses or one, whatever you drink, you tell them, I reckon.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, that glass fell off the sink and...
And broke.
So you'd say, somebody has... What, that glass?
Knocked it off.
And has...
Busted it.
Mm-hmm. And... Someone might say, well, I didn't mean to drop it in.
Yeah, it just fell off itself.
Uh-huh. But if a glass falls off the sink, then it's going to...
Break.
Uh-huh. And so you'd say, that glass is already...
Already cracked?
Or it's already...
Full, huh?
Uh-huh. If it's fallen off, you'd say the glass has...
Has fell off.
And has done...
Done broke.
Uh-huh. And something that people eat for breakfast, made out of ground up corn.
Well, down here we call them grits. That's uh-huh. what I eat for breakfast, grits. I'd rather have grits for breakfast than anything.
Uh-huh. What about the something like grits, only it's made out of, you take the whole...
Well, some people use oatmeal. You know uh-huh. what that is, don't you? You mm-hmm. buy it in these little boxes. Mm-hmm. But I don't like oatmeal. And some people use grits, some use cornflakes.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people, they take the corn and soak it in lye water?
Yeah.
What do they make that way?
I don't know. I ain't never had none like that.
Yes, you have.
Soak it in lye water.
But what do you make with corn? Get that husk off of it and make.